Hello and welcome to Pokedex Pathfinders, where we explore the Pokedex at a leisurely pace. I'm Ben.
And I'm Andy.
On today's episode, we talk about number 108, Lickitung.
And we guess Pokemon height and weight on this week's edition of Blaine's Quiz Show.
Let's get to it. Alright, number 108. It is Lickitung. It's our only Poke to talk about today. This is our second episode.
There's another one, but you know. It's the same as not talking about a Pokemon, so...
Wait, what's the other Pokemon
I
to talk about?
I won't jump that far ahead, but we got old Licky as well.
That doesn't ring a bell.
Exactly, so...
I will just say out of the gate, listener, I'm sure you're aware, I love to make up dumb names and random nonsensical names for Pokes, and I used to call Lickitung...
Yeah.
Good old Licky Licky.
Yeah, don't they know that Licky Licky is already Lickitung's name?
Say, that is Lickitung's God-given name.
Yes.
Do you know what type of Pokemon the?
I still have written down that it's fighting type, which would be so cool.
I'm
sadly
all for
not.
This regional variant. I didn't mean that type. I meant, do you know the little species tag for it?
Oh, it's the licking Pokemon.
Yeah, because that
could have figured.
That's its whole shtick.
Yes, but I have to bring up that. Last episode, we talked about the kicking Pokemon, and this time we're talking about the licking Pokemon.
I think we need to spend some less time talking about Pokemon together, because I have a note in here that says, last episode, we had the kicking Pokemon and the punching Pokemon.
Is this
a secret related poke?
I mean, this could be just as related as those two could have been originally, but I digress, because it's not the Hitmon episode, so...
Well, I'm thinking they're all intertwined because that's like, those are like the three pillars of fighting is kicking, punching, and licking.
Yeah, for sure. Tongue slaps. So taking a look at Lickitung.
Oh, hold on real quick.
Yes.
It's a licking Pokemon and it's normal type. I feel like we already said but I feel like I'm holding in a sneeze when I don't say my stupid
since
little
I
bit.
Since I said it's kicking and fighting type, so we have to, to do a redacted, but it looks like a sentient piece of bubble gum. And on that note, it reminds me of that SpongeBob episode where he sees the pile of gum on the bench. You remember? And he's like, and now it's giant wads of bubble gum, but it was just Patrick.
It does definitely have like a Patrick quality to it, but I always think of the Alaskan bullworm.
Oh, the face
the
is
face
very Alaskan bullworm. Like
and
if
the
we,
tongue.
Yeah, if the tongue wasn't quite as long, I guess so. One of the first things I did was I had to Google closed mouth Lickitung, but sadly there is a lot of that.
There's
it's
a
not
lot.
Like
this ain't no Golbat.
It's not like Golbat, so sadly, but so it's easy
Golbean,
to picture this
me.
As a. Yeah, it's no Golbean. This is definitely just an Alaskan bullworm.
Is this like the larva stage of an Alaskan bullworm?
Ew. Yeah, I guess.
I want to start off with some speculation about the physical attributes of a Lickitung. My first question is, what does it smell like?
Well, it doesn't smell good. I don't want to go into my funny dexes yet, so I'll just say that I, based on my deep research, I don't think it smells good.
Okay.
It smells bad.
Do you think an animal that it would smell comparable to, or a food perhaps? I don't have any in mind. I just really want to know what it smells like.
It's definitely giving me like a hot terrarium type
Ooh.
Smell. No, because I guess terrarium doesn't have water. The whichever is going to have...
Well, a terrarium will have like a little bit of water in it for like a water dish.
So maybe like, you know, you didn't clean out the turtle area for too long or, you know, your lizard cage or something.
God. There
it's,
was
it's
a...
Got, it's got funk.
In college, I was a showy look at me idiot, so I had snakes. Which meant
of course you're
yeah I know yeah shut up you can I deserve that we all did cringy college things it was either that or I was going to take up juggling. Okay, there was a dude who used to this is a tangent within a tangent. Yeah.
We did have a unicycle guy, so...
Did you too?
Yes, I feel like every college had a mandatory unicycle guy.
What if it's the same guy?
Oh my god.
In that era I had to go to the reptile store. There were like out in Denver, there were like specific reptile. What's the term for that? It's really fun. It's called like herpology.
Oh, herpetology.
Herpetology. That's it. And because they would have like all sorts of products that were like herp cages. And I was like, oh God.
Nice.
But now that you say that, I very much am picturing the smell of the turtle, snake, and random bugs.
There is some funk coming off this guy.
All right, so the other question then, what does it feel like?
So the tongue is definitely sticky and completely nasty. I feel like you'd have to peel it off you if it got stuck.
Yeah.
But the skin just has that weird, like petting a dolphin, you know, it's like just wet flesh, I feel like.
Have you ever pet a dolphin? Sticky.
I've pet a stingray. It's what I imagine a dolphin would taste like. It's what a dolphin would feel like.
Did I ever tell you the story about, I feel like I've said it on the podcast before, of Abby's grandfather at the aquarium in Charleston?
Did the dolphins like push him around? Because I've heard of that happening.
No, he was 88 at the time, and we went Charleston. The dude palmed a bamboo shark out of the petting tank. Like, just, we looked over at the attendant was like, sir, and we looked over and he literally just had a shark in his hand and was like petting it like a cat.
Look, there should be an age where you become lawless. I just do think that should be the case. It would be very old, but it reaches a point where laws don't apply anymore.
I'm not going to lie. He's pretty much living that way.
Say, you've earned it. Here you go.
I always kind of pictured it having like a chewed bubble gum kind of quality, like you were saying.
I can see where you would get that, yeah.
In Detective Pikachu, it has like a leathery appearance.
That's true. I wonder if that was just to help give it some grit, because it was the same, like the Pikachu was fuzzy.
That's what we've always needed. Maybe it's just to help give you some lick-a-tongue.
Gritty with a really large tongue.
Gritty, the Flyers mascot.
Yes. No, but they made it look, I guess, kind of scaly and weird. That would make sense. I feel like they did a good realistic job with it. It's gross no matter what.
In Detective Pikachu, it almost looks like the texture of like old cracked leather.
A nice, well-worn lick-a-tongue.
Like a chair that's been in a house for a long time.
Elder lick-a-tongue.
Long time.
Didn't it lick the main character? I feel like lick-a-tongue's got to lick somebody.
I mean, that's kind of its shtick.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the Pokedex.
This has the best Pokedex entries I have seen. I just have to say that the Dex entries have been a joy to read.
On a broad scale, like you're talking about here, this is another one where they focus on one attribute. There is not one single Pokedex entry. Not one. I read through every single one. There is not a single Pokedex entry that mentions anything other than the tongue or it licking things.
There's a lot to cover in that. I mean, you were really getting quite an experience with this Pokemon. I feel like these guys really had a lot of fun crafting these Pokedex entries.
A lot of people are getting quite the experience with this Pokemon.
All right.
Well, why don't you hit me with your favorite one then?
All right. So this one has a little bit of backstory.
Hit me with your favorite Lickitung experience. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. All right.
No, I was trying to think of a lick pun, but...
You could say you were tongue-tied.
There it is. Thank you. This is based off of a yokai, which more and more of them seem to be, though I would never have guessed it with this one. But specifically, it's the Akaname, which was a yokai in Japanese folklore with a single claw on each foot and a giant tongue. But its main characteristic is that these are spirits that lick the dirt and grime that collects in bathrooms. So
I have in a surprising turn of events, I have a question about this.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is not about that mythical creature specifically, but more about Japanese folklore.
Yeah.
Why is there a creature for everything?
There is a creature for every single thing. And I really love that they're ghosts and spirits are not always evil. Sometimes they're just nasty little dudes.
That shit is gross.
So, anyways, that leads me to my Pokedex.
This is like the mythical version of, like,
it's just a creepy guy
drinking the bathwater.
Yes, this is a thirsty tongue. Ultra Moon Dex.
Good old
says,
neckbeard lick-a-tongue.
Yes, and I want you to imagine the trainer writing this down.
Mm, yeah, please.
It licks filth clean with its tongue. Whatever it licks always stinks afterwards, so whether it's really clean is questionable. And there is an ellipsis in the middle of that.
Getting some good pregnant pauses in there.
Questionable. Somebody saw this guy lick in the bathroom.
If a lick-a-tongue licked a plate and somebody was like, no, dude, it's clean.
It's the paradox because...
Would you eat off of it?
I do think that it licks it clean. I do, but... But lick-a-tongue clean is different than people clean.
How so? Yeah. Like, do you think it like eliminates germs, but it just smells terrible?
Yeah, like I think that technically, medically, it's clean, but it is still nasty.
Like everything that it licks is immediately sterile, but it just has such a nasty smell.
Yeah, like we put it under a barrage of tests, and they say, yeah, this is technically clean.
Does the smell of a Lickitung's slobber smell the same as the Lickitung does?
No, and that's probably the worst part. I gotta imagine the breath is so much worse.
Oh, God. I didn't even think about, like, the breath.
Yeah, the... Well, it's because it's always got that tongue hanging out, so that it can't be good.
None it's got to be good. Like a dog that just ate like a pile of deviled eggs.
Yeah. All right, so we got egg farts, but also dog breath.
But then, like, imagine egg fart dog breath on like one of those things that you get at like the little slappy the hands that stick to things.
Yeah, just right onto the it's and like, then the. The plate sparkles, and you're like, here you go.
And you're like, see, it's clean.
Put that tongue back in.
So, all right, I want to read the red and blue Pokedex.
Yeah, I had this written down as well, so yeah, definitely go ahead with this.
Its tongue can be extended like a chameleon, and I emphasize chameleon.
We're back.
Because...
We got another real world. Took a long time to get a real world reference.
In this turn of events, that's not the reason I was pointing it out. I was researching this poke, and the whole time I thought it said extended like a Charmeleon. And I was like, oh, I didn't realize Charmeleon had such a long tongue. Okay, well, shout out Charmeleon, I guess. And every time I read Chameleon on the page, I was like, man, they're really into Charmeleon.
They love Charmeleons.
Chameleons are real.
They exist within the world. They are more easily understandable than Lickitung's.
Which also makes the one later poke that literally looks like a chameleon even more confusing.
Kecleon?
Sure. Cocomelon?
Yeah. Exactly. Yes, Cocomelon the Charmeleon. Got him.
And finally, it leaves a tingling sensation when it licks its enemies. Nice.
Oh, yeah. And not in a good way.
I was going to say, sounds like it's pretty good to be a Lickitung enemy.
Oh, I just think being a Lickitung rules, like just in general.
You want to be a Lickitung.
I don't want to, but I'd say if you already are one, being a Lickitung rules. Like Lickitung's having a good time.
Do you think the Lickitung can like smell or taste its own filth?
Nope, it's all good to the Lickitung.
Like it's so fully...
It's the best part.
I would say like nose blind, but it's like tongue blind to it.
Yeah, they always like their own brand. So no issue.
Speaking of dog breath, egg fart.
Exactly. Now... Of course, I do have so many more that just continue down this nasty line.
Please. And, sure way.
So the Emerald Dex states Lickitung does not like sour stuff. So whenever it sees something unfamiliar, it always licks the object because it memorizes things by texture and taste. It is somewhat put off by sour things.
I really want to like make fun of that, but after watching a human... All right, I should rephrase that. After watching a screaming ball of child try to turn into a human for the past 15 months here, people do it too.
Oh, so this is just accurate.
Yeah,
this is just this real world. That's true. I guess kids are always putting stuff in their mouth.
Literally, babies are like, what does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it taste like? The only reason I think you stop doing it is just because you're like, so much shit tasted so bad.
You run out of good stuff. You realize that 90% of stuff tastes bad.
My entire time, whenever we go, there's like all sorts of toys at the library near us, or if we go somewhere that has small things she can pick up, is just me going, don't eat that. Don't eat that.
But what about this though?
My child may be a Lickitung.
Or a Lickitung have a childlike wonder that they approach the world with.
See, that's what I was kind of thinking. Like, you know, maybe Lickitung really is just the child inside all of us.
I could bring up one more.
Licking the, the filth out of bathhouses.
Yes, exactly. It's also a little freak. So it's not all sunshine and rainbows with this guy because he also will give you an itch. So Sword Dex says, if this Pokemon's sticky saliva gets on you and you don't clean it off, an intense itch will set in. The itch won't go away either.
That is not the nice tingling sensation that I want.
No, and that's another one that feels very much like it was written from experience.
So I saw that one as well, and I immediately got kind of thinking of like venomous animals, with saliva, like a Komodo dragon.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's not technically venom. It's more like the bacteria. I feel like a more analogous comparison in real life would be like poison ivy or poison oak.
That's what it made me think of. Like you rub up against something and it gives you a rash.
Yeah, not as that's much. I know it's animal kind of versus, you know, a plant, but that's what I was really thinking. Like, it's not going to be like a spider bite or a snake bite where it's venom and it's injecting, but it's not like the bacteria of a Komodo dragon. It really feels like, okay, you get licked by this thing and suddenly you have poison ivy.
It's just interesting that they didn't lean into that more. Like, they didn't make it poison type, or in newer gens, we would get normal poison. I feel like they didn't do that back then, but they could have leaned into that a little bit more.
I am thoroughly shocked that this thing, I'm glad you said it. I'm thoroughly shocked it was not poison type at all.
Yeah, in a gen of primarily poison types, like, did we really need an additional normal type to balance it out? I don't know.
By the way, coming across a normal type poke, I was like, at first I was thinking, wow, this is pretty late in the Pokedex. And then I was like, I stand corrected. Normal type pokes are pretty spread out through the entire Pokedex for the first generation. We still have several more.
We're going to keep getting a few because... Yeah.
And some big hitters too.
But this, I mean, this to me was anything but normal. I mean, if you're looking at this, I would not assign it normal type just from looking at it.
I would also assume a poison type.
Cats and birds and rats, sure, those are normal. I know that this is technically a chameleon, but I mean, come on.
Does this count as real world analogous poke to a chameleon?
I think that they wanted it to. I think that this was meant to be real. Despite its standing up, it looks like, it looks humanoid the way that it's standing there, or at least dinosaur-like.
It looks a lot like a Charmander. When the mouth is closed, and especially like the Gen 1 sprites, it looks a lot like a Charmander.
Yeah, it's got the same kind of pudgy body that they all had back then.
I have some more points with regards to intent for later on. I want to circle back to that. I would say put a poison pin in it, but for this one, maybe we should put a normal pin in it.
Put a normal pin.
It's just a pin. You don't have to say normal pin.
No pun.
I have one more biology bit that I'd like to share.
Okay.
And that is, the tongue is almost 7 feet long. And according to some of the Pokedex entries, according to some of the Pokedex entries, when it's doing a lot of tonguing, the tail will quiver, and it postulates that maybe they're connected.
I saw that, dude. It's, what a strange thing to even think about.
How would that function in terms of a digestive tract?
It's like one continuous muscle that, I guess if you yank the tail, it'll make the tongue shoot out.
Oh.
Like some kind of strange party favor.
I was, emphasis on favor, I was more thinking like, does the tail act as like a counterweight? Like T-Rexes and other theropods, originally they thought they were like balanced on their tail, but then they realized they're more like birds and they're like counterweighting with that huge tail to keep their giant head up. And is it doing that? Is it like counterweighting? Because it's swing. The thing's only, how tall is this thing? It's only three.
You want to guess?
It's near as makes no difference, 4 feet tall, and it's swinging around a 6 foot tongue. So the tongue probably weighs about as much as the rest of the body. It's got to be like a counterweight thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, once I saw the tail and how it's kind of folded up too, I hadn't thought of it before, but then I'm like, yeah, it's definitely what that is. It looks like, you know, a bunch of folded up stuff in the back that's meant to hold this thing up so it doesn't topple over from the tongue.
Do you think it's the tongue is stored in there, or do you think that it's just a counteracting muscle?
I imagined it as just one gigantic continuous muscle. I don't think that that is literally the tongue.
Okay.
I think that the tongue does stay in the mouth.
Oh, that's going to answer my next question then. If a Ligatung put its tongue inside, where does it go? Does it coil up like a snake?
It's rolled up like a fruit by the foot. It rolls back up and sits in the mouth.
I, again, had to look for some analogous real-world examples, and I would encourage anybody to look up like a woodpecker's tongue in its head.
I didn't even realize, I mean, I guess all animals have tongues. I didn't even think about a woodpecker's
tongue. Woodpeckers have really long ones because they're like fishing bugs out of trees.
Yeah, gotta get through that beak.
A woodpecker, it literally wraps like up and around the brain.
So weird.
And an anteater's tongue like goes down inside of like it the main part of it. Like it's almost like attached to their stomach.
I gotta have to look up some cross sections.
Yeah, do you remember the old like cross section books for like the Star Wars ships?
Yes, that's what I'm immediately thinking of. I need to check one of these out.
It's going to have like a random like stormtrooper stored inside of the anteater somewhere.
You see, before we had Wikipedia, we had things like informational hand-drawn books.
You mean Wookiepedia?
Yeah, before we had Wookiepedia and Bulbapedia, we had to look at these hand-drawn images of
back in my
diagrams.
Day, we had books drawn by really bored people.
Yes.
Do you think they made a lot of money on those things?
No, no.
You don't
I'm
think
sure
so?
The publishers did, but not the people who...
Oh, okay. Please. I'm not foolish enough to think that those artists are wealthy off of their beautiful X-Wing yeah. drawings now. I just
were the publishers doing gangbusters off the books? Yes. 100% yes. Those books ruled.
I feel like I had like all of them. And like,
yeah, it was like was the Amazing Guide to Vehicles. Come on. It was perfect.
And that was like a go-to anytime I was at the library. My mom was like, why don't you try reading something? And I'm like, fucking Star Wars ships, Mom.
I'm learning about the inner machinations of an AT-AT, okay? I have one more. I guess this isn't technically bio, but I would be remiss to not bring up the German name.
Hit me.
Because it's Schlurp.
it's so good.
I don't know if that is how it's pronounced, but that should be just the definitive name of this Pokemon. I don't know. I can't think of a better one looking through any of them.
The original name in the beta was apparently Tongue-Tied.
And that is good, but it's good when you see it written out.
I like the change to Lickitung. I kind of wish we also got Schlurp.
I prefer Schlurp.
All right, let's talk about some game data for this thing, which I'm going to start off by just saying, with Lickitung, there are no awkward breeding pairs, only lucky breeding pairs.
Yeah. Lucky partners.
Although now that we've established the smell and the fact that it's a poison sumac rash.
I mean, probably a lot of Pokemon stink, though.
That's a good point. They can't notice. Like, all of the bugs in Viridian Forest, we were clearly establishing that they just smelled terrible.
They have to stink.
Yeah.
I've got to bring up, Lickitung does not learn lick in Gen 1. Because... it was a ghost move, so it would be too strong in Gen 1.
This thing was not a very useful poke.
It's not even a good move, but it would have broken it.
It's not like it has any stats to back up any good moves.
Also, I love how impossible to get this Pokemon is in Gen 1, no matter what game you're playing, because it's different between the games, but it is no easier between the two.
I thought it was just a trade.
I mean, if you consider a trade easy, but yeah, you have to get a Slowbro, and you can trade it in Red and Blue. On Route 18, but in Yellow, you find it only in Cerulean Cave, and it's a 5% spawn rate.
Would you trade a Slowbro for a Lickitung? That is a pink blob for a pink blob.
Hell no. Slowbro is so good.
Yeah, Slowbro is
Lickitung
is
very funny. Yeah, Lickitung is funny. I mean, he's good at parties, but Slowbro is who you
Ooh,
want on the team.
I'm headed to that Lickitung party.
Oh, yeah, you know. But once you're in Cerulean Cave, you are there for something else. Like, let's be real.
And it's like post-game anyway. Who wants to be rocking a Licky?
Nobody cares. You're getting it to fill the decks by that time. That would be the only reason you'd be getting it.
The only other point I wanted to make about the game, I touched on this briefly earlier with the Gen 1 sprite. The tongue is a lot less prominent. At first, I was like, okay, is this something where they walked back the original design? Did they have different intent for it? It actually really looks like a Charmander in that first sprite without the massive
tongue. In the
first
one, it's very reptilian looking. It has a slight tongue to it.
But
I'm looking at the Red and Green. The Red and Blue is even more Charmander-like.
Yes.
It has a smaller head.
I will say, though, I started to think about it, and I will give them the benefit of the doubt on this one. I actually think that if you made the tongue that big in a pixel art like that, it would be so dominating that you really wouldn't be able to see the rest of the image. And I think that they did that just for the simplicity of the drawing.
Yeah, they had to be really careful with the pixel art at that time, especially when they were brand new designs. You wouldn't have known what you were looking at.
Yellow even has enough to differentiate it, but if you're like getting that giant tongue like that was on the card art and stuff like that, it would look like a weird snake with like a little blob of bubble gum on its ass.
Yes, and in Pixels, if it's, you know, whether it was black and white or whether it was just pink on pink, nothing is differentiating it from one shape to the other. But looking at the sprites, I do think that Silver kind of nails it for me on it shows you the really long tongue, but also the body, because they made it just a little bit reddish on the tongue, and you get to see it kind of unfurling.
I just love Gen 2 through Gen 4. All the back sprites, that thing is stoked. It's got party
hands. Hands up. Yeah.
There's some references in the Pokedex about the hands being like completely useless. And I really think the hands are almost like vestigial at this point, and it's using its tongue as like its primary grabber or.
Yeah, the tongue is definitely the main item for grabbing. I think it can use the hands as well as you can use a hand that has no fingers.
I'm picturing it's like full on like T-Rex arm almost.
Yeah, I feel like it could grasp something if it was large enough.
It could firmly grasp it.
This thing cannot firmly grasp.
Dude, we are going for a record number of SpongeBob references this episode.
It's pink and it's shiny is yellow, so it's unavoidable.
Is there anything you wanted to talk about for the manga or the anime?
Yes, I mean, the comedy just keeps moving.
Ooh, please.
There's two anime episodes I want to bring up in
that
manga.
Go ahead.
But so this debuts in a somewhat problematic episode, putting that out up front. Episode 52, Princess vs. Princess. The gang goes to a town where the Princess Festival is going on. In this town, for the day, women rule and men have to do whatever they say. Because of that, Misty and Jesse from Team Rocket both go shopping. It's a little problematic.
Whoa. But ladies be shopping, am I right?
Yes, exactly. So, Lickitung eats everything that Jesse bought, so she gets pissed off, obviously, and battles the Lickitung, for real, with Arbok, and catches it. But she seems to catch it out of spite.
So far, she is a much more interesting trainer than Ash.
Yeah, she did legitimately catch and battle this Lickitung. So, later on, Misty and Jesse compete against each other in a combination beauty pageant Pokemon battle, and the prize is a Pokemon Princess doll and a picture with famous actor/hunk Fiorello Cappuccino.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds hot.
Yeah, he's pretty hot. Misty ends up using Psyduck to beat Lickitung, since Lickitung knocked out all her Pokemon before that. And it ends up being a Psyduck episode, so that's kind of sad. But at the very end, all of Jesse's Pokemon and James dress up like the Pokemon Princess dolls to make her feel better.
Hey, well, so that's nice.
Nice, tender moment.
It kind of feels like Team Rocket is the real people to be rooting for.
Yeah, they're definitely easier to root for. She's a better trainer. They're nicer. But that's up until episode 146, Tricks of the Trade, where Jesse accidentally trades her Lickitung away to some kid for Wobbuffet. And they have a Wobbuffet on their team now. It's kind of like
that's a fair trade.
It's a great trade, but she didn't mean to, and she felt bad. So she had it for about 100 episodes. Pretty good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Let's wrap it up for, I would say the family, but let's wrap it up for the poke before we talk about some cards. Anything?
I'll just say real quick that Licky Licky doesn't need to exist. There's nothing that needs to happen. Lickitung deserved better. That's
Licky
all
Licky so much doesn't need to exist that I 100%
exactly.
Forgot
we,
about it.
We forgot, so that's why I wanted to quickly say it didn't need to exist.
Yeah, I
don't know if it was just to boost the stats of Lickitung, but
no, it's that weird thing that they did with Gen 4 that I just hate. They put like all the pokes that were like coming up on where they were like, those all need evolutions, and they
all
really
of them
didn't
need an extra thing,
and they really, really didn't.
But I'll save that for future episodes.
The real Licky Licky. What are your thoughts?
Wait, so my cards that I have. You want me to say?
Oh, what do you want to do first? You want to do cards or final thoughts?
I'll say my cards real quick.
Go for it.
Why not? So I got to bring up Brock's Lickitung for the sole purpose that I don't think Brock should have a Lickitung.
But we... that's fair. Screw you, Brock.
I don't like that. I don't think that he should have that kind of type coverage. The card is very cool, but sorry, Brock. And my other card, of course, Southern Islands. Got to bring up that.
That one has that has some great art.
The tongue has like a strange wavelength kind of thing going on. I like that. I like the tropical setting, of course. and you get a bonus Rattata and Tiny Venonat in the background.
It is a bit of a tag team.
Oh yeah, we got a little triple Rattata, Venonat.
Everybody's dream team.
All of the best pokes in one place.
All right, I got two cards I wanted to talk about. The first one is Unbroken Bond, speaking of tag teams, because that Licky has seen some shit.
The tongue is not even all the way out. He's got the beady eyes just staring.
I don't know if he's super high or is just really seeing some things.
There's some mind-altering stuff going on here because he's in a field. The tongue half out.
And then the other card I wanted to bring up was Base Set. Not for the art. I mean, the art's fine for it, but this was...
I like the art.
We talked about this for Hitmonchan. This was actually a pretty highly used card in the first generation for competitive decks. Because,
oh yeah, we got a meta card.
Yeah, it could be put in anything because of the typing, and it was a pretty solid stall card potentially.
Yeah, it could paralyze.
90 HP was a lot.
A one energy attack.
Yeah, it was good. So
again, that's why Brock was trying to sneak it onto his team. Don't like that.
Don't lick that. Wait, did you say don't like that or don't lick that?
I said I don't like that, but we're going with don't lick that.
All right, that's fine.
That's the theme of this episode. Don't lick that.
On this episode, we talk 108. Don't lick that.
Things you shouldn't... That should have been the ranking. Top five things you shouldn't lick.
All right, we got to do Blaine's Quiz Show and a hypothetical.
All right.
All right, give me your final thoughts for it.
No, I think design-wise, it's fine. I don't think anything better or worse, but this is easily one of the funniest pokes now. I mean, this is top-tier comedy for me as far as like the whimsicality of the dex entries, its willingness to taste everything. I mean, this poke's doing it all. It's really a great bounce back from Cubone a few episodes ago.
We normally talk about a poke being a world-building poke or like a character poke or... what kind of category would you put in for this one?
This is the ultimate of... This is a poke's poke. This is a world-building Pokemon technically because it's just an animal.
Right.
But it is so much... It is so identifiable as just only being a Pokemon... It's something that can only exist in this world. It's world building in that you definitely know you're in Pokemon when you look at this thing.
I mentioned earlier, circling back to talk about intent. I think someone just drew this thing or had a random design. I think they just were like, we just like it. Just put it in there to fill out the Pokedex.
Yeah, they just like this.
It's not a good like in-game poke. It's not like...
You barely get it in the game.
It's just a trait. It really feels like something to just fill out the Pokedex, but like you would think for something to fill out the Pokedex that it would be a crappy design, but kind of love it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with this. They liked it. They clearly had fun with this. They put more thought into this than they did the evolution line of Execute to Executor. They loved this thing.
Yeah, I feel like this one was... I know, obviously, we can't fully speak to intent and everything like that or what they were thinking at the time. This one does really just feel like people were having fun.
It's just a funny little poke. What could we ask for?
Well, don't lick that. That's going to wrap it up.
It's going to wrap it up.
That's going to tongue wrap up our discussion of number 108, Lickitung.
And coming up next, we have the return of Blaine's Quiz Show. It's time for Blaine's Quiz Show. In this segment, we try to stump each other with obscure pokey facts. And yes, we still keep score. Bringing the score back.
Oh, my God. I think I'm at about 37, and you're in the negative somewhere.
58, something like that.
All right.
Well, this week, we're each going to name five Pokemon. Ben is going to try to guess their height and weight carnival style. So step right up. And he will do the opposite. He will name stats about that Pokemon, and I will try to guess from there.
And I picked some doozies. They are all over the place.
I tried to pick some funny ones, but some that were relatively fair, because I feel like this is kind of rough.
I'm going
to
give you the height, the weight, and the gen, and then if you need help from there, I also have, obviously, the typing that I will offer as a clue, but good. I'm subtract points for that.
That's fair. I might look at them if I can't think about them. So, but I won't look at the height or weight.
Start me off with number one.
All right, number one. I want you to think about Cosmoem.
We have a problem.
Did we both did this?
Yep.
Perfect. Good. Good. Well, perfect. We both wanted to go for the absolute crazy one. Good.
Okay. All right. We'll skip that one. So on this episode, we'll have four pokes.
I'll just go ahead and tell everybody then. Cosmoem was supposed to be my ace in the hole because it is 4 inches, 2,204 pounds, or 0.1 meter, 1 ton in metric, because you can tell they used metric when they were thinking about this.
Go ahead and cross that bad boy off the list.
All right. My next one is Snorlax.
All right. My guess for height is 5'8".
Okay.
And my guess for weight is 375 pounds.
Well, the height is close, but the weight is so far off.
Okay. All right. Can I have a second chance at the
weight? You may have one more shot, but it is 7 feet tall or 2 meters tall.
Okay. All right. I'm not too far off. All right. I'm like a foot off. Okay. That's pretty far. 820 pounds.
Close. It's pretty much 1,000 pounds.
Oh, my God.
460 kilos for everybody else out there.
For the non-Murica people, shout out.
Yes. Now, this was to specifically throw it off, so now we got Tropius. The Gen 3 basic that looks like the dinosaur with bananas on its chin.
Oh, Market Pantry Meganium.
Yes.
The height for that is 7 feet.
I'll just give that to you because it's 6'7". So
okay, all right.
Close enough, yes.
And the weight is 435 pounds.
The weight's only 220. And I put this in there because that's like what a person weighs. And to think of this dinosaur weighing just pretty much what a person weighs is insane, especially after Snorlax weighing 1,000 pounds.
What did you say the height was for it? 6'7"?
6'7", 220 pounds, 100 kilograms.
A 6'7 person weighing 220 pounds would be pretty freaking skinny.
Yeah, but I mean, that it still exists.
Well, I'm sure it exists, but like...
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess by 6'7", that would be a basketball player height.
A great value Meganium does not look that scrawny.
But remember, Pokemon only does end-to-end. It's not really what you would think of for height either.
I just looked it up. I don't know why, of all people, this popped into my head, but Peyton Manning is like 6'6".
Broncos legend Peyton Manning, go ahead.
And he weighs 230 pounds.
See? Okay. There you go. This is pretty much Peyton Manning size.
So Tropius is canonically Peyton Manning.
It's Peyton Manning.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll name my next Tropius Peyton. Next one is everybody's Gen 9 favorite, of course, that evolves from Pooper, and it's Clodsire.
This thing weighs a lot, doesn't it?
It weighs a decent amount. And remember that they just measure arbitrarily.
I'm going to say 2 feet.
six feet, since they went with length, I think.
What? It's 6 feet?
I think they went with length. Yeah,
still, that's huge. All right, and...
Big-ass salamander.
I'm going to say 420 pounds.
It's very close. 491, so 1.8 meters, 223 kilos. I think that's... Oof.
All right, last one.
It's a big guy.
I've gotten all of them correct so far.
Last one. You might have this one, too, but I had to put this one on here. This is the Gen 7 hero, mascot of the pod, Alolan Dugtrio.
It is 1'8".
Close. It's 2'4", but I think a lot of that's the hair.
Okay,
so
yeah, it's good.
You're off by a hair.
I'm off. Oh, I see what you did there.
Yep.
And it weighs 69 pounds.
So you're pretty much right on the money for regular Dugtrio. Regular Dugtrio is 73 pounds.
Okay.
But Alolan Dugtrio is 147 pounds.
Yeah, I should have remembered. It's steel. It's almost double what I said.
And it's... very satanic. It's 66.6 kilograms.
Whoa.
So,
let's flip things up here. I'm going to give you...
Here we go.
I'm going to give you the height, the weight, and the gen.
Okay.
Coming in at 47 feet and 7 inches, or 14 and a half meters, and 877.4 pounds, or 398 kilos. From Gen 3, we have...
Oh. This has got to be Rayquaza.
I'll give you a typing hint. It is not Rayquaza. It is water type.
Is it Kyogre?
It is Wailord.
Yeah, that makes more sense than Kyogre. Yeah, Wailord's huge.
I mean, to be fair, Kyogre is...
No, Kyogre's not that big. Kyogre is kind of a whale. But
I was going to say, Kyogre's a pretty solid guess for that.
It's no Wailord.
All right, number two, from Gen 7, weighing in at 0.7 pounds, or 0.3 kilos, and 4 inches in height, or 0.1 meter. It's from Gen 7.
I can describe this Pokemon. I don't know if I can name it. Is this I think it's, is it Cutie Fly or is that the wrong, is it the wrong gen?
It is not Cutie Fly. I think that's like Gen 6 or something.
All right. Is it the tiny flower?
Is it one flower?
It's one flower.
I don't know if I'm supposed
to. Well, it's one. Well, it would be, it, I mean, is Comfy one flower?
Okay, you got it. Yeah, all right.
Okay, good, all right. Because I'm like, well, I don't know if that counts as more than
I feel
one
like
flower.
Comfy is several flowers?
But just its face.
All right, well, we'll talk about that in about 16 years.
Put a normal pin in that.
No, it's actually fairy type. We got to put a fairy pin in it.
Put a fairy pin in there.
All right. Number four, weighing in at 62.8 pounds or 28.5 kilos and 2 foot 7 inches or 0.8 meters. It's from Gen 2.
Oh, it's got to be a starter. It's got to be Totodile or something.
I'll give you a hint.
All right, then it's Chikorita.
I thought that would be too easy. I really wanted to yeah, do exactly. Somebody from the Thickerita line, but it is water and fairy type.
I mean, that makes it even harder. It's Gen 2?
Correct. You're going to hear who it is, and you're going to be like, oh, God damn it.
I don't even remember there being fairy type in Gen 2. Oh, because it's fairy type now. It's Meryl. It's Meryl.
I will give it to you. It's a Azumarill.
Oh my God. Nice.
I'll give it to you. That's close enough.
Oh, that was the big tip off. This fairy didn't exist yet.
I almost didn't do that one just because of the water and fairy typing.
The circular guy.
And our final Blaine's Quiz Show question. Weighing in at 0.9 pounds or 0.4 kilos at exactly 1 foot or 0.3 meters. It's from Gen 9.
Is it Tadpole?
It's Tadpole.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm glad that both of our last ones were just meme Pokemon.
I was like, I got to put something great in here. And I thought Tadpole is always the answer. Huh.
We did surprisingly well. We'd be great carnies.
I think.
Are you allowed to say that?
Is that a bad thing nowadays?
Carnival employers.
I want to say we both got, what, 95, 98% of those correct?
Yeah, but mine was harder, so I got more points.
All right, what does that bring the score? No, but you got one wrong, and you actually doubled up Cosmium, so I think that's like negative 10.
Yeah, I hit a double negative. So, all right, we'll spot you a couple points. So now you have 69, but I have 420.
All right,
so.
That's fair. All right, that's going to wrap it up for episode 48, where we talked about number 108. The Licky.
Yeah, and if you're confused by giant sentient wads of bubblegum on park benches, then come give us a follow. We'll show you the right way.
Go give that like button a licking.
Get that tongue out and smack that like button.
Just start licking your phone. I'm out of puns. Just lick your phone.
Wait till Gen 2 so that you can learn lick. There you go.
That's going to do it. I'm Ben.
And I'm Andy.
And we'll catch you on the next one.
See you.